This WBEZ podcast is supported by The Auditorium, presenting Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, April 24th through the 26th. Experience the power, passion, and athleticism under the direction of newly appointed artistic director Alicia Graf Mack, plus five Chicago premieres showcasing the bold innovation and artistry that have made Alvin a global cultural treasure. Tickets at auditoriumtheater.org.
Good afternoon. I'm Alex Degman, and this is The Rundown. Immigrants who have recently been detained at the immigration processing facility in suburban Broadview are testifying in federal court today about the conditions there. The testimony comes as part of a lawsuit filed by the ACLU of Illinois and others citing inhumane conditions at the facility. Two men who have lived in the U.S. for decades testified their cell was overcrowded and dirty. They also said they were not given enough water or a hot meal. Another woman who spent 5 days at Broadview said women did not have hygiene products. Attorneys representing the Department of Homeland Security said the department has tried to meet the needs of those currently detained at the processing facility. The Regional Transportation Authority is walking back its 10% fare increases for the Chicago Transit Authority, Metra, and PACE next year. The news comes after the passage last week of an historic transit funding package in the Illinois General Assembly. That measure prohibits fare hikes for the first year after the expected-to-be law goes into effect on June 1st. Chicago library workers are pushing back on proposed cuts in Mayor Brandon Johnson's city budget for the coming year. The proposal eliminates at least 58 open library jobs, according to an analysis by the Better Government Association. The budget draft also cuts in half the dollars earmarked for the Chicago Public Library to buy new books, movies, and music. This morning, about 25 unionized workers spoke out against the cuts at a City Hall press conference. Here's librarian Nick Ayala.
Instead of getting the staff we need, we've consistently lost them. That leaves our workforce facing burnout and challenging conditions. Even at Harold Washington Library, where I work, the crown jewel of the system, understaffing has direct effect on our patrons that ripple system-wide.
At least one alderman, Daniel Laspada, said he would not vote for the budget without more library funding. The Art Institute says work on its former principal exhibition space will begin in early 2026. The $50 million project will build the Granger Center for Conservation and Science. The new space will bring together the museum's 40 specialists in a unified working space for the first time. In a surprising move, Chicago Cubs starting pitcher Shota Imanaga is set to become a free agent. It comes after the Cubs declined a team option that would have kept him with the club until 2028, and Imanaga declined a $15 million player option for next season. Imanaga burst onto the scene with the Cubs as a rookie in 2024, but the 32-year-old struggled at the end of this past season. WBEZ sports contributor Cheryl Ray Stout says it was clear that the Cubs lost trust.
They didn't even use him to pitch in the last game against Milwaukee in the postseason. So that was kind of like a telling sign that they weren't quite happy with his situation.
It's still possible the Cubs retain Imanaga by signing him to a qualifying offer for the 2026 season. But if Imanaga signs with another team, the Cubs would receive draft pick compensation. You're listening to The Rundown. There have been daily demonstrations outside the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement building in West Suburban Broadview. People there have been protesting the aggressive raids throughout the Chicago area that have resulted in scores of undocumented immigrants being housed there. It's a facility where human rights abuses have been alleged and that has been entirely cut off from the public. There was another form of protest yesterday. It was music. WBEZ's Michael Puente reports.
Along a nondescript street in Broadview lies the ICE Processing Center. Just 50 yards away, Tom Clues of Crossing Borders Music String Quartet plays his cello. He calls this facility a black box. He calls it that because no one from the public, not members of Congress, clergy, or even attorneys, have been allowed inside to see with their own eyes the conditions in which detainees are being kept. Clues has performed in countries throughout the world and is here to make a stand against human rights abuses.
But here we are in our own backyard in Chicago because obviously there are these grave human rights abuses. And we just want to share with people that we are watching, our hearts are with the people whose rights aren't being recognized, and we see them and demand for their basic humanity to be recognized.
Clues is joined by two violinists who play before a small group of onlookers, including protesters who, for a moment, stop to listen. Violinist Caroline Gisalva says she is here because she's the child of immigrants from China and the Philippines, and that it's heartbreaking to see what is happening in her own backyard. She felt a need to be here.
I think it's an absolute necessity. There's definitely a heaviness that comes with it that ignites me even more to just be here.
Fellow violinist Wilfred Farquharson, whose family is originally from Jamaica, says his father has been detained at airports.
In that sense, I feel very connected to everybody that's going through what is happening, you know, across the street. In this literal black box where you get no information or communication or proper treatment. And I think it's deplorable, and the way I best express myself is through music.
The quartet played for over 2 hours, music by composers from countries including Cambodia and Haiti, where people have faced human rights abuses. Among the small group of listeners was Lee Goodman, who came here to protest the facility. He carried a sign that read, "Close ICE concentration camps," as the music played.
Well, it's a little eerie, frankly. It reminded me of the music that was played at the concentration camps in Nazi Germany as people entered. So it's lovely to hear the music, but it also has some historic stirrings.
Another listener, Marissa Kerbel, says it's important that artists stand up for what they believe in.
I think music can help bring us together and help us to understand people who are different from us. I don't know that this music is going to penetrate the walls of the facility, but maybe penetrate the hearts of people who are not so empathetic.
The musicians ended their performance as the sun was setting over the facility. Michael Puente, WBEZ News.
Partly cloudy skies are forecast tonight. Expect a low 52 with winds gusting to around 25 miles an hour. Mostly sunny and breezy for our Wednesday with a high around 59. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Alex Degman. Thanks for listening.